Father's Day, and I have a really interesting message today that's just not about our Father in heaven, which is great, because we're going to talk about that in a minute, but I really liked what the Lord gave me this morning as I was reading, because I read through the Bible in a year. Today was Proverbs 13:1. It says this: a wise son hears his father's instruction. All right, we got to stop right there for a second, because some of our fathers weren't very smart. I'm not saying anybody here had a father with issues, but if you do, this is who I want to talk to today. You might have had a wonderful dad, but maybe not exactly what you wanted in a father. Or maybe you didn't have a dad, you were adopted. Or maybe the dad just was absent. We're going to talk about this, Dad, because I'll tell you why. If we don't have a right image of our Father on earth, we will not have a right image with our Father in heaven. Because God is guilty by comparison, by association. We got to separate God the Father and God our Father on earth, okay? And I think that's what I want to do today. There are two fathers we're going to talk about. Exodus 20:12. That's one of the commandments. We are to honor our father and our mother on this earth. And what will it do? Give us life. Give us long life. It's a command to honor our fathers. A lot of people, like Greg said, have passed. But there's a lot of us in here still trying to please that father. You don't say it out loud. You don't go around talking about it. But inside, you go, I wonder if Dad would be proud of me today. Or I wonder what Dad's doing. So we have some dad issues at times. So we're going to be honoring our earthly father today. It's so important to get this in order. We got to take care of this piece of it. Now, I had a father that he was absent. He was in the military. So he was always flying, always gone. I had five sisters, so there's six girls, and my mother. And he was always gone, so one time when he paid attention to me was when I was leaving the house in short shorts. I mean, short shorts, okay? And he goes to me, "You're not leaving the house in no shorts." That's the only time my father ever displayed love to me. Wow. When I was growing up. And I'll never forget that one, I'm holding on to that one thing of his love. Now maybe some of you have other memories. Oh, my daddy when he did this, or my daddy when he did that. Well, we have to get this right. We have to take care of this today. When Jesus was on this earth, do you know that he did not even start his ministry until after he heard his father's voice? Okay, so some of us are out there trying to do a bunch of stuff, but we never really heard our Father approve of us, love us, be proud of us. But what did God do to Jesus? On two accounts. It was Matthew 3:17. It's right here, Matthew 3:17. If you look at your Bible there, Matthew 3:17. And it's when Jesus was being baptized. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Mm-hmm. Jesus couldn't do nothing until he heard his father tell him, "I'm pleased with you." He told him he was pleased with him before he even did anything. Mm-hmm. Before he did a miracle, before he spoke a word to people about him, he didn't do anything. He just went into the water, got baptized, came up, and then he went into the wilderness for 40 days. He didn't even do anything, but God was pleased with him. I want to get that to you today. God is pleased with you today. Amen. He knows what you did last night.
Come on.
He knows what you're thinking today. He knows all about it. We were talking about that in Sunday school. He knows everything. But it's about timing with God, isn't it? Mm-hmm. The second time, it was on the Mount of Transfiguration. It says, "This is my beloved Son. Hear him." So now he's doing something. Now he's ministering. Now he's moving on. That's what we have to get a hold of. We need to hear those words to ourselves. Whether you had a father at home, whether you had a father, you thought, well, he was a nice dad. He was really good to me and stuff. But I'm going to ask you this question. And I'm going to have you participate with this point. I want you to raise your hand if this is you. And that's okay. People have got to know where we are, because if we know, it's going to set us free. When we're in secret, that's when we're in bondage. So I'm going to ask you this question. When, and do you remember any time in your life that your dad on earth, biological dad, or even a father, a stepdad, or whatever, said to you, I love you? If he did not say that, raise your hand. Did you ever hear him tell you, I love you? Okay. You didn't hear him say it. The second one is, did you ever hear him tell you, I am pleased with you? If you did not hear him say that, raise your hand.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Does he have to have said those exact words, or just in action?
In what?
His action.
Okay, we'll talk about that in a second. Yes, no, you have to hear the words, because I can know that my husband loves me, but wouldn't I like him to tell me? Mm-hmm. We got to hear some things. We got to hear it with their mouth. The Bible says that confession with the mouth is made. So important. Touch is important. We're talking about touch. Mm-hmm. Touch. Touch with my words. You know, so we have to be able to touch with words and let and know that our Father on earth is pleased with us. Now, of course, some of us didn't have fathers that we're pleased with. And it says, another one is this. Did your father ever tell you, I wish you were a boy when you're a girl? Or I wish you were a girl when you were a boy? Did you ever hear that? Kind of mixed up a little bit. Yeah. They'd rather you'd been, I've got another girl. I wanted a boy. So right there, you're going to have some issues with your father. Now again, we're going to separate the image of the Heavenly Father with the Earthly Father. I remembered when I was talking about my dad a minute ago, and the one thing that stuck out to me was he was in the house, but I was ignored. That's painful. That's like feeling rejected, unloved, unworthy by a father. Now I'm telling you all this because I'm going to get to something in a minute. See, people are afraid of God because they are afraid of their natural fathers. Again, we associate who they were supposed to represent. They were supposed to represent God to us. They were. Weren't they supposed to represent God to us on this planet and show us the Father's love? But if they showed you with a big hand, a hammer, you know, something, a strap, words, being absent, that's not the kind of love God is wanting to display for you. If we see God with a big stick ready to hit us on the head when we do something wrong, then you've got the wrong image of your father. That's your earthly father, isn't it? Go to the old outhouse with a switch. Go find the switch, and I'm going to go meet you out there. That's happened to a lot of people in the olden days. And today, it's a little worse. I think that they get, you know, they're doing all kinds of crazy things behind doors. But again, these are the same people. When we become adults, we have to forgive. Because that's the key. Are we holding on to any hurt that a dad had said or done? Now, we can talk about mothers, because mothers can do all kinds of stuff too. You can be afraid of your mother. Your mother could be comparing herself to you and using that against you as a daughter. I mean, there's a lot that can happen with a mother. We're talking about our dads today. You know, in the prison system, they would do an event where they would provide Mother's Day cards. So the line would go way out the door of all the men in line for their Mother's Day card. They go, ooh, this looks good. Let's do it for the fathers. Three people got in line. That is why they're in prison today. Because they did not have a loving father, for the most part. I can't say everybody. Because I have to say that there's a lot of people out there that are in there for other reasons. But a majority of them is because they did not have a father that knew how to instruct them properly, lead them, guide them into the truth. I hope that I'm being honest here, because I see it in my own life. So why is a father's love so important? You know, when Jesus heard Daddy say, "I love you, son, you're my son whom I'm pleased," do you think that made Jesus feel good? I mean, he came out of the water and he heard those words. The people around heard those words. And they're going, "Wow, I wish my dad would say that to me. I would really love that." Because I'm telling you, a lot of people are out there trying to do a whole lot of stuff without this power in them, without the belief that they are approved of, that they are loved, and that God, their Father in heaven, is proud of them. Because to tell you the truth, our earthly fathers could not, because of their own issues. They were raised with abuse. They were raised with pain. So what are they going to do? They're going to give you what they got themselves. So that's how you can have compassion and be able to forgive and go, "Oh, this is generational." Well, today we're going to stop that, so that your grandchildren, your children, anybody else going on is not going to carry this burden of not being loved, not feeling loved by a genuine father. So in order for us to separate this, I want you to do something. Hey, Butch, I need you.
This is entitled Father's Love Script. I'm going to represent your father. I want you to close your eyes and receive these words if they apply to your life. I ask your forgiveness for the things I have done that hurt you, for not protecting you and making you feel safe, for not showing you respect for your uniqueness, for not giving you freedom to form your own opinions and express them, for not being the child I wanted, for not living up to my expectations, for not being at your sports games, and for not giving you my time and attention, for not remembering those special days, your birthday and special events, for not providing for you financially, for not being dependable are trustworthy, for not apologizing to you and admitting when I was wrong, for not having integrity and keeping my word, for not keeping my promises to you, for my temper and anger, for not teaching or correcting you without judgment or control. Will you forgive me? Please forgive me for not being a proper godly example, for being religious and keeping under the law so that I would look good, for making you afraid that if you did something wrong. Forgive me for making you feel you needed to earn my love. Please forgive me for not telling you I love you and hugging you, for the word curses spoken to you that you were lazy, no good, and worthless, for being selfish and manipulative, for not spending time with you and the family, for not establishing what a parent is, for abandoning you, making you think it was your fault. It wasn't your fault. Forgive me for not teaching you how to relate to the opposite sex. Forgive me for my silence towards you. Will you forgive me for not building you up and encouraging you? For not believing in you? For not teaching you to be responsible by facing consequences, for showing favoritism among your siblings, for embarrassing you in front of others. Please forgive me for not validating you, for not teaching you about life skills, for not recognizing the gifts God has given you and help you to grow in them, for not teaching you godly sexuality, for not modeling God in your life. Will you please forgive me? I ask for your forgiveness. I understand if you cannot, because I hurt you so badly. I am sorry that you didn't feel loved or accepted, but felt abandoned and rejected. I know it caused problems in your life. I am sorry that I didn't represent God to you properly and show you unconditional love. Will you please forgive me?
Faith without works is dead. So if you believed any of this to be true to your heart and you knew there's something in it that you still needed to forgive your father about, now is the time. So I want you to just repeat this prayer after me. So we can release our earthly father so we can have a clear visual of our real father. Okay? So pray this with me. Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I purpose to choose to forgive my father for rejecting me or causing me to fear. In the name of Jesus, I cancel all of Satan's power and authority over me in this abandonment, rejection, fear, and abuse that was in my life and that have passed down from generations before me. Because you forgive me, God, and I want to honor my father today, I choose to forgive my dad. Holy Spirit, heal my broken heart and comfort me with your unconditional love and truth. In Jesus' name. Well, I know that was just a real quick insight into the Father's love for you. We have to separate our earthly, I'm saying it again, from our Heavenly Father so we have a better image of who God is. You know, the Scriptures tells us, I believe it's in, it says in 2 Corinthians 4:4, the devil blinded us to know the image of God. How he blinds us is through how he can take you down in relationships. If you had an issue with your father and there was some brokenness there, I'm believing today that's being restored. Some of you are being touched by that. Some of you are hiding it. Some of you are showing it. You're going to leave here today and contemplate what we talked about, and God's going to meet you. Your real father is going to meet you. Our earthly father, the Lord told me this time, one time, he said this, your earthly father is like your brother. Can I forgive my brother? Uh-huh. Then you got to forgive your dad. We're all his children. We're all God's children.
Amen.
So, to close, I just want to talk to you a little bit about our Heavenly Father. This is how God loves you. There's a story, I'm going to end with a story, about a paraplegic son. And that means he can't do nothing, right? He can only hit the keyboard with his pencil to say some words. And he said, Dad, I want to run a marathon. Dad's like, what? How can you run a marathon? And one of those has all those different, what's it called when you have all those different things that you have to run, you have to swim, you have to,
triathlon.
Thank you so much. Give that man a cigar. Okay, so. So anyway, what happened was that this father decided, I wonder how I can do this. So you have your running. So he built him a bicycle with a seat. So what does he do? He pushes his son through the first part of that triathlon. Gets to the second part. It was the swimming. Now how is he going to swim? and he swam with the kid in the raft. I'm telling you, that's a lot of weight. So he's swimming. You look at it this way. God is carrying us.
Amen.
We're helpless, right? This is our God's love. This is Father's love. Then on the third leg, of course, he had to do another run to go past the stream. Well, it was dark by this time. He was like last, but he never gave up. The kid got through that whole triathlon. And at the very end, you can see the bottles of stuff being shook in and spraying everywhere. And he just, the little guy in the chair was going, wow, you know, he's like this, so excited that he ran a marathon. Now, is that daddy in love with his kid? That's a father who loved his child. And there's a scripture, and I love it, and I'm going to read it right now. And if your earthly father can give you good things being evil, just think how much your heavenly father will give you. So, if this is a good father, that the example that I showed you was a great father who loved his son, that's evil. That's not even close to how much God loves us or how much he can do for us. This is our Heavenly Father. See how we have to separate the two? They're not level. You've got to remember your earthly father is the earth. The Heavenly Father is heaven. Yesterday I was showing Tom something on the computer, and it was about these little babies. And I only bring it up because of the earth. And these little babies, you would put them over the sand and their feet would go straight out. They wouldn't touch the sand. You put them over the grass, their legs would go straight out. They don't want to touch the grass. They put their feet in the water, their legs would go out. They're different babies. All kinds of babies wouldn't touch the ground. But we got to touch the ground today and say, God, my dad was on this earth and I forgive him. Release the father, release the dad, and accept what the Lord God in heaven, your Father in heaven, wants you to have. And he wants to say this to you. You are mine. I am your only father. As a matter of fact, the Bible says for us not to call anybody father on the earth except the Father in heaven. That's Bible. Your earthly father gave you birth, but I am he who created you. I created you for my pleasure. You have been fearfully and wonderfully made. You are the apple of my eye. I have never left you. I have been with you from the foundation of the world, even before the day of conception. I know you through and through. I know you're coming, and I know you're going. You are above and not beneath. Receive my love for you today. It's unconditional. There are no strings attached. It's free just by the taking. Believe this, that I am so proud of you. I am glad you are a boy or a girl. I'm so pleased with you. Stop comparing me with your dad. I am not like them at all. They had their own issues and couldn't give you what you needed. They were hurting and could only hurt you, so forgive them. Release them and receive of me. Allow me to fill you up from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet and allow me to heal your broken heart. Be restored today. You are mine. Well, one thing I wanted to share with you, and that is every person in here is going to receive one of these. I'm pretty sure you have a father. You might want to give to your husband. It's a basket of goodies, and in here is a scroll. And this is a scroll of what God wants you to have today. Your father's blessings on the earth is on this side, and what I just read to you about God saying to you is on the back side. Because you've got to hear a blessing from your father on this planet. My son, I sent him a My son, he has a father and all, but as a mother, I wanted to bless him. So I wrote him a blessing. Oh, my word, changed his life. Sometimes we need to stop for a minute and go and give a blessing to our kids. Mm-hmm. Write it out, give it to them. they need to know that they are blessed, that you care about them, that you're proud of them. Because that's going to change the way they live. That's going to be change the way that they deal with other people, have their relationships, everything. Does this help anybody today?
Amen.
Can you take this to somebody today and share this with somebody? I'm pretty sure you can. So that's all I wanted to talk to you about today. And I believe it's important that God's love, I love it, is not for sale. Not for sale. Don't give it away. It's yours. Give the overflow. Give the overflow. So Father, thank you so much for your love, for your presence, for your kindness. Thank you for being our dad. Father knows best. Father, help us to realize that you are our Father. I thank you for just showing us how to separate our earthly father, that we forgave them today once and for all. It's going to block and take away any generational curses or passing down generational issues to our family members, because we today stood in the gap and forgave our fathers. So I thank you, Lord, for that. It's a powerful, powerful message what you just gave to us today. Very simple, but very powerful. You said not to complicate the gospel of Christ, and that's what we choose to do today. Father, I pray that you would love on every person here in a way only they can receive it. That they would know that you're loving on them today. That love will cast out all fear and torment. I praise you in Jesus' name for the work you're doing. Amen.
Amen.
That's it. Ron, you want
You've been watching.